If you're in the market for a super addictive puzzle game, you have to check out Mini Motorways on Apple Arcade. It's a city planning strategy puzzler with an incredibly satisfying gameplay loop. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. New subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hello and welcome to Mainstream Sifter's Review Podcast. My name is Gianni Di Giovanni. Thank you so much for listening. This is a slightly different format to what we do normally. I'm trying something out and tell us what you think. This is a read version of our written review that you can find on sifter.com.au. This week we are checking out Pentiment, the point-and-click adventure game from veteran narrative designers Obsidian Entertainment. It's a murder mystery with a beautiful art and design style, a really twisting and intricate plot, and you don't need to be a lapsed Catholic to play this game, but I reckon it sure helps. First up though, let's find out what's been making the news this week on Walkthrough, Sifter's news podcast.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/discord.
Victime Paschali laudes, immolant Christiani.
Pentiment is packed with history, choices that feel weighty, and it's one of the most surprising games of this year. A review by Gianni Di Giovanni. Pentiment is the sort of game that I don't expect is going to appeal to everyone. The point-and-click narrative game from Obsidian Entertainment is very dense, and it takes its time unfolding. Fans of history and the evolution of culture, though, are in for something pretty special. As you walk the labyrinth in contemplation of God, each decision weighing heavily on you, each decision determining what survives and what gets painted over. Andreas must navigate the Holy Roman Empire, a lay person within the scriptorium of the Chiasso Abbey, creating beautiful artworks for the manuscripts during a time of change. Each of the people you meet will have different perspectives on the past and the future and what role they see themselves playing. This isn't an object-based adventure game. You'll be conversing with Tassing's residents multiple times as you piece together what you think is the true story. And as you play through, you aren't going to find every bit of information. There are specific opportunities to discover certain pieces of the puzzle, but if you miss them, that's it. When you select Andreas's background in the early part of the game, each of the options unlocks different dialogue choices, and this is a bit like building out your role-playing class. For example, you might choose to have lived in Italy and can speak Italian. New conversations open up, but these options aren't instant win zingers that you might expect from other games, even games like Fallout. If you're a religious scholar boasting of your understanding of scripture and theology to the Benedictine nun you're trying to convince, being a know-it-all can actually backfire. The first two story arcs in this three-chapter game revolve around two grisly murders, which you'll be tasked to investigate as the relative outsider in this community. As the days progress, you'll sit down to some frankly delicious-looking lunches, conversing with residents of Tassing. You could eavesdrop and question the major players, and you discover that there are plenty of motivations around to commit murder. Like the Telltale games, there are lots of little moments where particular choices will be remembered, but those choices aren't as signposted. You'll just need to work your way through and see what comes back to help or bite you when the time comes. And this is where the true magic of the game happens. Every single choice feels heavy, and I paused often just to think, how will this person react to what I have to say? You're given plenty of opportunities to learn about the cultural and historical context as well. The zoom out margins mode gives you pointers to underline terms and people, just like the notes that real theological scholars wrote. Can you nail every conversation the first time? Well, no. And you shouldn't try to. Just try to answer and honestly play to find out what happens. It's actually kind of a weight off your shoulders when you realize that some of the big events of the world are just going to happen. Andreas plays at detective in a curious and amateurish way, and that has ramifications through each of the major story arcs, building on your past mistakes and decisions. This game is a masterwork of design. Each of the characters speak using fonts designed to reflect their education and status. The very text is so essential to the telling of this game, with no spoken dialogue. And characters make mistakes. They sometimes forget to put on their high-minded voices and speak more plainly, or even write out typos that get scratched out and replaced. When you meet the visiting monk Sabbat from the Ethiopian Church of Sedai, he's actually drawn completely different to the European monks that surround him, a different cultural expression of Christianity that's further explored in one of the optional conversations later. It's detail like this, the historic context of the game setting, that are really compelling. Culture evolves and adapts and overwrites the past, sometimes destructively wiping the old knowledge away, and that's exactly what Pentiment wants you to reckon with. The final arc of the game is when this mystery finally comes to its conclusion. Those clues accumulate as you attempt to tell the final story of this town. It features a neat little twist that makes a lot of sense if you understand the tensions of the time, and I was pleasantly surprised with how it ends. The consequences of choices that I made hours ago, which didn't seem all that consequential at the time, were represented in the final sequence. It was really nice to see some of those side stories wrap up, but it was also tinged with regret as I'd realised I'd pushed a couple of my favourite characters to their doom. I grew up learning Catholic history, and for me, Pentiment really reminded me of that moment in my life where I realised that the stories I'd been told were gospel were often more complex than a child could understand. And as a history buff and someone who's considered their place within the continuity of faith, it was a really rewarding story to experience. Practicing religion isn't a part of my life anymore, but just like the past in Pentiment, it's something that my current sense of self is built upon. The fact that a big corporate studio like Obsidian were able to make Pentiment, a game that feels more likely to have come from a triple-I indie studio, is most surprising to me. Something that game director Josh Sawyer attributes to the Xbox Game Pass. I'd love to see more big teams given the opportunity to make cool, weird games like this. Pentiment isn't going to be for everyone, but I think if it's a game that clicks for you, you'll think about it for a long time to come. A copy of Pentiment on Xbox Series X was provided to Sifter for the purpose of this review.
Articles to read, podcasts to listen to, and videos to watch on sifter.com.au.
This has been Mainstream by Sifter. My name is Gianni Giovanni. Thank you so much for listening. You can find a written version of this review on the Sifter website, which is sifter.com.au. We know you love listening to Sifter, so if you'd like to support our work, we've got a Ko-fi where you can contribute whatever it's worth to you. Even a small amount, a couple of dollars, does make a big difference to us. So head to sifter.com.au/support. That address again, sifter.com.au/support. Sifter is produced by Kyle Paletto, Fiona Bartholomaeus, Daniel Ang, Daniel Hines, and Adam Christou. Mitch Lowe is our senior producer, and my name is Gianni DiGiovanni. I'm the executive producer. Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Mainstream theme tune. Thanks again for listening. Until next time, have fun.
Did you know that the original Final Fantasy creator, Hironobu Sakaguchi, made a spiritual successor to that legendary series called Fantasian for Apple Arcade, and every level in the game is a handmade, physical miniature model? Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a 1 month free trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.